All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie, for that introduction. And please do feel free if you have questions as we go, please do put them in the chat. And Carrie and I have some time for discussion for both sort of sets of material that we're covering later today. It's really an honor to be here with you all today. Thank you so much for having me. Again, Dana Harmon, I'm the Executive Director of the Texas Energy Poverty Research Institute. The goal of my talk today is to talk about why programs like the ERP are so important for families in Texas, and why we need to think about ways to integrate both emergency assistance like ERP with longer-term solutions and the importance of an integrated approach. So first, I'll just talk a little bit about TEPRI. So I'm not an attorney. I'm leading a research institute focused on inspiring lasting energy solutions for low-income communities across Texas. Our jurisdiction is the state of Texas, both the competitive market, and then also we work with a lot of municipal utilities and co-ops across the state, really collectively working to accelerate a move towards an energy system that is clean, secure, affordable, and supports healthy, financially stable communities. We are a 501c3 based in Austin, and really our goal is to link community voices with science, data, and innovative partnerships for economic development, and that can enhance community well-being through energy. Next slide, please, Carrie. Thank you. So first, I'd like to just do a couple of talk through definitions a little bit, just to make sure that it's clear what I say when I'm referring to certain terms through this presentation. Specifically, I'd like to talk about energy poverty versus energy burden. So in the context of our work, energy poverty is a situation in which a household doesn't have access to essential energy services required to maintain a healthy and productive lifestyle. And that can take many different forms, which we will go through in this presentation. Energy burden is fairly straightforward. There we're talking about the percentage of household income that is needed to cover home energy expenses. And it's a really important metric that's used by stakeholders across the board to really evaluate the level of affordability of energy services. And then importantly, the energy affordability gap is the difference between actual home energy bills and what folks can afford. Really, I'd like to talk about energy burden in Texas and how that manifests itself. Really, the problem of energy burden is typically a confluence of three related factors. That includes lack of access to economic resources, inefficient housing and appliances do pay a major play a major role. And then people do may have coping strategies that lead to trade-offs, such as having to choose between paying energy bills and putting food on the table. As Carrie indicated, the pandemic is significantly increasing energy poverty in our state of Texas. Household access to energy is central to maintaining health and well-being. Even before the pandemic, one in three U.S. households was reporting difficulty paying energy bills. And I apologize, this slide is a bit heavy, but really the key takeaway here is that in Texas, 41% of the population, or 3.8 million people pre-pandemic, were considered low income. The average energy burden for low-income households is a little over 10% versus less than 3% for the non-low-income statewide average. And while we don't have specific data updated after the pandemic, a recent study that we conducted of energy consumers across the state showed high levels of stress about being able to afford energy bills. In that survey, 58% of respondents reported that their electricity use had increased since the start of the pandemic, and 70% reported a decline in their financial situation since the start of the pandemic. So we see an opportunity here to systemically address high energy burdens through increased investment in energy efficiency, in weatherization, and renewable energy technologies, in addition to relief programs like the ERP that Carrie mentioned. I think it's also really important to note that during the pandemic, as more and more people have stayed home, the residential energy consumption has continued to go up at the same time that the income is going down. And energy assistance is often one of the first and biggest needs that families have when the economy takes a sudden downturn. Next slide, please.